Chapter 55. Reggie rose early and swam in the pool before first light had broken. It was usually this way with her on the final day of a mission. She always did something pleasurable, as it might be the last day of her life. The water felt cool against her skin as she sliced through it, counting her strokes, taking her practiced breaths. She didn't bother to see if anyone was spying on her from the villa next door. It didn't matter anymore. She finished, went inside, up the corkscrew stairs to her bathroom, and stripped off her bikini. The next instant, she whirled to stare at the far corner of the space. She was sure she'd heard something, seen a shadow lingering. But there was nothing. She locked the door and took a shower, letting the hot water slide over her, seeing if it could overwhelm the chills. She was nervous before the end of every mission, when the person she planned to kill would discover who she really was. She thought now of Bill Young. She knew she shouldn't have gone to see him. Yet something inside her, perhaps deeper than she had cared to delve for a long time, had forced her to do so. It wouldn't matter now. After today, none of it would matter. What she felt or what he felt. They would never see each other again. She caught her gaze in the mirror as she recalled the spark between them when their hands touched, how he looked at her, how she had to work so hard to control herself around him. "Stop it, Reggie," she thought. "Just stop it now." She dried her hair and dressed in slacks, sneakers, and a loose-fitting shirt over a tank top with a bandana in her hair. The shoes were a practical choice in case she had to run. The bandana conceivably could be used as a garrote. Yet if it came to that desperate recourse, her chances of survival were very low. The mental images of Fader Kuchin's victims housed in her brain for weeks now, paraded past her. "Today is for all of you," she thought. She looked out her window onto the cobbled path below. People on foot were already starting up the hill to the market. They looked happy, eager, excited. She was all those things, too. Well, perhaps not happy, not yet. Small cars and vans moved slowly past, their wares crammed into the tiny spaces. As she stood there, first Wit and then Dom trudged past carrying large duffels. Neither man looked up at her. In a few moments, they were gone from her sight. The new wrinkle Wit had added was a brilliant one, she thought. Now, all she had to do was execute it properly. She closed the window, went downstairs, and made her coffee. She lingered over the cup and the toast and fried eggs she made. She kept taking steady breaths, willing away any nerves, going over the plan again and again, both for reassurance and also as a way to minimize any potential mistakes. She had met one final time with Wit and Dom, and they had taken her through the revised plan. The equipment Dom had purchased in Avignon would work perfectly. Everything was loaded and ready to go. Each man complimented her on the idea. "Makes for a right-fitting show for old Kuchin," Wit had said. "A right-fitting show," repeated Reggie now, as she washed her cup and dishes and set them back in the cabinet. She walked to the terrace and watched as the sun marched upward, firing the sky. The ridge of mountains and the plain of the valley came alive, as though administered a transfusion of fresh blood. Reggie's nerves faded, her breathing returned to normal, and her features became determined and finally set in stone. It was time. If today was to be her final day, Reggie swore that no matter what else happened, it would be Fader Kuchin's last as well. Some things were just worth the price. Back at Harrisfield, Miles Mallory was on the telephone. The call was from just a few kilometers outside of Gord, and the caller was not Wit, or Dom. It was Niles Jansen, and he was telling Mallory things he did not want to hear. "She actually went to see this man?" Mallory snapped into the phone. "He knows we're going after Kuchin," Jansen answered. Mallory exclaimed, "And he's with some law enforcement organization?" Jansen said something in response. "Wait for my phone call back," ordered Mallory. "I need to think this through." He replaced the receiver and sat back in his chair. It had been unbelievably reckless of Witt to tell Reggie that they had Bill Young captive. The plan had been to let the man go after the mission was finished, but Mallory wasn't certain that was an option any longer. If people ever found out about what they were doing. He absently pulled his pipe from his pocket, looked at it, and then threw it across the room where its stem cracked against the mantel. He called Jansen back. His message was terse. "Whether the mission succeeds or not, he cannot live. Do it now." He put the phone down, sat forward, and put his face in his hands.
"Miles?"
He looked up to see Liza staring at him.
"What's wrong?"
she said. He shook his head, started to speak, but then lowered his eyes and stared at the floor, his hands dangling uselessly in front of him, like he'd just suffered a stroke.
"Miles!"
"Not now, Liza. Please, not now."